what's up world, how y'all doing? Thank you for tapping in with me. I'm your host Dree, M-E-R, hosting my first podcast, my first episode. I want to try to give it a good go. This podcast, this whole channel is named, as you can see here, To Make Mistakes. And honestly, it's kind of speaks for itself, but I mean, to be honest, if you have to know, and you deserve to know, if you're wondering, I do feel that, you know, we're just here to make mistakes. We are here to make mistakes. Kind of just came up on it after just hearing a lot of different things lately, and you know, kind of came to the realization it keeps just popping up. And sometimes when things pop up, you know, it's just, it's in your face. You can't really get away from it. It's probably because it's a lot of truth to it, you know. So, I mean, I'm always afraid to make mistakes. I am bricked and held so tight-knit, or just tightly wound, when I'm just thinking, you know, I'm not going to do it perfect, or, you know, I'm going to get, you know, drugged through the mud about it, or, you know, made a fool of, anything, just to be embarrassed. You know, the feeling is terrible. I've been embarrassed a lot, you know, just put on the spot. It's not fun. But I mean, a lot of people, a lot of great people, they've gone through that process, and they failed, and they failed fast. You know, they failed, and they either learn from it, they pick up the pieces and get back to it. You know, you figure out what doesn't work so that you can figure out what does work. I mean, that's really a lot of the chunk of it. And I'm trying to give it a go myself, to be honest. Trying to learn to just get out there and just draw the picture without an eraser. Let the pencil do the work, you know. Don't take away from the perfect imperfections, because there's really no such thing as perfection, is there? That's what we perceive, but everything is a human construct. It's not exactly, it's always different in somebody else's eyes. So I'm going to give this my best shot. I'm going to have to apologize in advance. I'm kind of a rambler. But I'm going to just go ahead and get into it, because I'm here to make mistakes. I'm not really good with the structure of podcasts. I was working with somebody before on podcast, and, you know, I just like the banter that I have with my friends. And I thought, man, it would be great. It would be so great to just get this banter that we have together. Is like, if anybody heard it, they'd chime in, or, you know, a stranger would chime in. They just enjoy the conversation. A lot of my friends that I had, they just have all these different aspects, and I thought it was cool, because I felt like all my friends would like just make this one like cool human being, you know, with like just cool aspects and different sides of the brain that just work differently, and opinions that were, you know, contrasts a beautiful picture in my, you know, for conversation or banter. But it was always come back to, you know, structure. We need structure. You know, I mean, I get it. It is good to have structure. You know, want to get the audience captivated and get them right in there with you, you know, along. You don't want them to fall off. But I mean, I don't know what else to do. Like, I look through YouTube videos, and you look up all these different equipment that you need, and, you know, all that, and just so afraid to make a mistake that somebody's not gonna, like, oh man, this guy's not, he's not polished, it's not good. And I'm sure, as I do, other people as well, they just freeze up. You stop yourself from doing a lot of stuff, because it's terrible to feel that way. But I mean, it's life, you know. My structure is not as of everybody would have it, or, you know, I don't want to have structure. I mean, a lot of stuff that I do, everybody's always like, it's different, or, oh, is, you know, it's not quite how everybody else does. It's like, I don't care. I can't really do what everybody else does. Not like I'm trying to go against it. It's just that, you know, I don't know. I like it a different way. But, speaking of that, me trying to get into podcasts with other people, that's actually what this episode is about. So it's actually something that's dear to me, or not dear to me, but something that hits home really, really hard, you know, like, it's about just doing the things you want to do on your own. I salute those people that just, I don't know if they didn't have a choice or they just felt they just had the fire, the gumption to just go ahead and just do it themselves. But like, I'm becoming an advocate about that. Just doing what you want to do, just do it by yourself. Stop waiting for other people, because it's not going to really help you as much as you want to. At least it doesn't. I can't speak on everybody's individual experiences. I can only speak on mine's. So, on my behalf, a lot of the times, was easy for me to step in the shadow of other people and let them just take the reins and just run with everything. And, you know, like, I'll sprinkle a little spice in there, you know, like, that's the way I feel about a lot of stuff. You know, even when it comes to my friendships, I just think, oh man, like, these guys are, you know, those are the main characters of the story. I'm just the added seasoning in this gumbo. I mean, without me, they won't get that flavor, but without me, they'll still have a good dish, you know? Just a special seasoning that I thought that I would always add, but that's all that I would be. Not the main dish, not the main focus of the plate, just the seasoning that, oh, I could taste a hint of rosemary in there. That was me, the rosemary, little hints inside of it. But even when I was doing music, I always had this feeling that I could never do any of it by myself. Every time I wrote a verse or anything, I didn't want to step up and do a chorus. I let them take care of the chorus part. Like, nah, I don't, you know, like, I want to do music, you know, but I'm really shy. I'm stepping in there. Like, I want to do it. I want to be this big imagery, like, forefront person taking the mic and getting ahead. But when it came time to step on the ice, I was still holding on to the railings. I would never get off and skate into the center of the ring. And every time it came to a song, it had to be with someone else, a friend that was already doing music with me. I never even thought that I could make a whole song by myself. It was that bad for me. Telling myself when I was younger, oh man, there's no way that I can write a whole song. I can do a verse at best. You know, I used to write short poems, and I wish I kept those poems. I thought those poems were so beautiful, and you know, you just don't see your self-worth, so you don't really hold on to it or think anything special of it. But you think back, like, man. Well, I think back, like, man, they were really good poems. And they were special to me, if no one else thought they were anything good. I relished in that moment that I didn't hold such a big standard for myself that I would never achieve. Not to say that I would never be any good at it, but, like, to have that pressure on you at a young age, or at any age, to just be perfect the first time and just continually to be perfect. Like, you'll never show that bad side of you, or the mess up or the fails, you know. Like now, you people that take the videos and the photos of their lifestyle, it's all the polished side of the nails, you know, and it's never underneath the nails of, you know, what takes the brunt of every day that you walk this earth. That's the characters under the nails. Your hands touch everything, everything. And under the nails is what creates that human being, everything that it goes through, not the polished side. The polished side is just, you know, it's nice, and it comes with, you know, all this, all the struggle, and, you know, the work that you put in. So you can show that polished side. You can show your efforts, and your work comes through, in whatever way it comes, accolades, finances, whatever. But to just that pressure, just to be perfect, you know, and just be great from the gates, which is not really the thing that happens. And, you know, I'm thinking now that a lot of people know that. I wish I knew that, but I'm still learning that. Like, even recording this right now, it's like, oh man, I gotta edit a lot of this stuff out. And to be honest, I want to come as raw as I can, because this is the first episode, but it's something that I'm learning now, and it's putting a footprint on me right now. Even speaking it right now, it's just, you gotta do the things you want to do for yourself, with yourself. Just go and run with it. Fail. Make mistakes. Just do it. Make the mistakes. The best part in making those mistakes, like I said before, is just learning what does work. You know, and the rest will come later. But that was, and still to this day, like, I'm trying to do projects, I'm just like trying to get my team together. Like, I keep trying to get a team. Like, I know all these talented people, and it's crazy. I was talking to my brother the other day. He came down here to visit, and he's like, it kills him to know so many talented people that aren't doing anything. And it's crazy how we're saying that, and we're part of the same circle of people that are just creative. We can do so many things if we put our mind to it, by ourselves. But, you know, we are the people that we're talking about, that we're upset with. Like, all these talented people that have no push. They just don't want to do anything. They just stop for some reason, or maybe they just don't want to be collectively doing anything. But they don't do anything by themselves either. I have a friend, such a good artist. I don't know what's stopping him from doing it. He has a passion for drawing, but I keep trying to push him a little bit. Like, hey, you know, help him out. Like, I'll do a commission, you know, just because I want some of his artwork on stuff that I touch as well. But that was just such a big issue for me, is to just get out there and do it yourself. Don't wait for nobody, because it's just gonna hold you up. There's people out there that's just, they're just not ready for that push. And you're sitting around waiting for that team of people, and it would be awesome. There's not a lot of Grammy winners or Oscar winners that get that accolade singular, like, just by themselves. They had a team, but, you know, they went through a road, a struggle, and paid dues to get to that team. And I'm realizing that's what's gonna have to take. I gotta start putting in the work, and then the people that see me working, they'll either just watch me work and appreciate me from a distance, which is cool. And there will be some people that will put their hands in and work with me. And that's also cool. There's nowhere else, there's no other way to really think about it for me. You got to be appreciative of either sides of the coin on that behalf. But you got to get out there and do it yourself. You got to do some work yourself. I mean, maybe I'm just talking to myself, try to amp myself up, but I'm hoping maybe somebody hears it, hears this, and they get to it too. They get busy. Anything you want to do. I mean, if you want to start some music, it's tough to get in there, learn all these different things, and try to do it yourself. But you just gotta do it yourself. And somebody's gonna take notice of it, and they'll help you out, you know. And you get into that circle of people that's doing music, you know. But you start seeing that footwork. It's gotta start going. You can't hold yourself up anymore. You gotta just put the work in. Do things that you want to do for yourself, by yourself. I'm doing it right now. My attempt to get friends together, have a nice banter, and make you laugh. I mean, usually I think I'm funny. I think I'm hilarious. But usually by myself, I just think I'm just, you know, a rambling person that just likes to hear his voice. Which could, it's probably true. It's probably true. But this is just me here making mistakes the way it should be. I know this podcast has no structure probably, and I'm sure I rambled and I didn't really get to the point that I want to get to, but to be honest, I just want to put down some footwork on this and publish it and get it going, because you gotta start putting footwork in. There's just no way to it. You can wish and dream all your life, and I have. That's why my name is the way it is. Like I've been a dreamer my entire life, ever since I can remember being a child. Me and my brother would get in trouble because we would daydream so much. I'm not sure where we get it from, but dreams were a big thing for me. I can think back in times of old dreams when I was a kid, which is weird. And especially now, for some reason, all my dreams that I've had since I was a kid till now are just, they're just like sporadically popping up in my thoughts. I'll just be working. It's like, oh yeah, I remember that dream. That was a weird dream, like from years ago. But in even my earliest memory of a child, I can see so clear. But the crazy thing about it is that it's as clear as I remember it. And I remember it being like really hazy. It looks dreamlike. I'm not sure how I remember it, but the image and the movements, it's all there. I can see it clearly, but it looks like a dream. But, you know, me and my brother, we would get in trouble because we would daydream. We would daydream in class. We would daydream just anywhere. We'll just stop and just stare off and just... And I just remember having full-on, completely different thought that didn't connect to this world. I was in another world, completely daydreaming and not even connected to this world. And it got us in a lot of trouble, you know. My mom got on us about, you know, just we had this, you know, gotta connect back with this world. You gotta snap back to it. You gotta be here and now. You know, stop daydreaming so much. But all that daydreaming, it didn't do a whole lot, because as mad as at an older age I got at my mother and father for, you know, being so rash and harsh with us about that, they were right. You just got to be a point where you stop dreaming. You can hope and dream for a lot of things, but if you don't do it, I mean, that dream just goes with you to your grave. And I know this is probably like beating a dead horse, because who hasn't heard this story already? You know, who hasn't heard this plea with humanity to, you know, wake up, stop dreaming, start doing. There's so many people out there that are so talented. There's so many people out there that have visions that we can never dream of. Everybody has these little worlds that need to come to fruition. Simply because it's just what we're here for. We're here to share experience. We're here to fail together. So we need to. We need to start throwing in everything we got into the pot. And dirty and ugly and greedy and disgusting. And just get it in there, you know, and enjoy it. You mess up, laugh about it. Think about something else to do, or think about how to do it better next time, but don't get down on yourself about it. You know, like, oh man, I'll do it like this the next way, you know. Next time I do it, I'll attack it a different angle. That's all there is to it. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm doing. No more dreaming. Doing a podcast is not a dream for me. But I think it's a beautiful asset. And a way to either, I don't know, just put some footwork in. That's all there really is to it. So this is me doing, and stop wishing and dreaming. But I'm forever will be a dreamer. Thank you for tapping in with me. It's been fun. I can't wait to get to the next episode. I'm going to try to put a little bit more structure into it. But, you know, that's what I'm here for. I'm here to make mistakes. Hope you're out there making mistakes, too. Good mistakes, though. Okay? Not making ridiculous, crazy mistakes that you know are wrong. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Make some mistakes. Make some good mistakes. Make progress. Yourself and in humanity. It's been fun.